I'm Daniel Dickinson. I was born in Tokyo, Japan in 83. December 25 is my birthday. So I came for college, and because we learned everything in English, so it made sense to go to a university that was in an English-speaking place. You know, the U.S. has a lot of great schools, and Carnegie Mellon, I heard, was a great school for sciencey things, which is something I always liked. That's why I came here. It wasn't much more than that, really. I don't think I had any family in the States. I had a friend whose older sister and brother were living in Pittsburgh. So when I first came over, you know, I got off the plane and my flight was like delayed. So I ended up getting in at like 1 a.m. And luckily my friend's older brother and sister were able to pick me up at the airport. And they were kind of the only people I really knew when I first moved here. They took me to Eaton Park at 1 a.m. on the way back from the airport. That was my first meal in the States, which was pretty awesome. I had a tuna melt sandwich. I think I've like, you know, I've made it taste way better in my head than it probably really did at the time. Yeah, there's a lot of little differences, a lot of like similarities too, I think. It might be kind of a stereotype and you've probably heard this, but like people tend to be really polite in Japan, which is kind of different from here, I think. Or like, you know, if you're taking the bus, you might just strike up a conversation with someone sitting next to you, which at least in Tokyo, people didn't really do that too much. Everyone kind of kept to themselves, you know, for better or for worse. It's also kind of interesting, like, you know, because my dad's from New Zealand and like in Japan, everyone thinks I'm a foreigner because I don't look like totally Japanese. Back home, people would often kind of treat me like a foreigner and they'll be kind of surprised if I speak Japanese with them. You know, whereas here, people seem to care less. In some sense, like, I feel less like a foreigner in the States than Japan, which is kind of strange and ironic. My hometown's Tokyo, which is gigantic. So, huge city in a smaller country. Yeah, I think such a large proportion of the population of Japan lives in Tokyo. It's really fun living there because, like, even as kids, we could just ride the subway and kind of go wherever. In high school, I would take the train to get to school. So, you know, on the way home, wanted to just hang out with my friends, stop somewhere on the way. We just get off the train and hang out for a little bit before going home, which was pretty fun. I think that's kind of unique. The neighborhood I sort of grew up in was pretty international. There's a lot of like foreigners living there and people that were like connected to foreign companies and things like that. So it's kind of fun. Like, trick-or-treating's not a thing. You know, because there were like a lot of families that were, you know, like American, there was like a community of families that knew each other. So we would go trick-or-treating, but we knew exactly which houses and which apartments we were allowed to go trick-or-treating to. So that was kind of fun. This is a funny one. Like, I didn't know when you sneeze and people say bless you. I didn't really know that was a thing. I think I sneezed. I was in lecture in college once and I sneezed and someone way over there is like, bless you. And then I'm like, I wasn't sure how I'm supposed to respond. And you know, you're supposed to say like, thanks or whatever. And then whoever said bless you was like, I said bless you. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So that was a funny little cultural thing. I had to learn how that works. I'm good with that now though. One that I really liked in Japan is there's a lot of festivals during the summer, you know, and there'll be like stalls with food. So, you know, not unlike the Three Rivers Arts Festival or something, but tended to be more just like little neighborhoods doing it. A lot of like fireworks. So it's not totally different, but yeah, it just felt a little different. There's always like these kind of parade type things with drumming, like these big taiko drums that are super loud. And so like in the dead of summer, we would go out to those. That was something I really liked. Another one I can think of is like on New Year's. So my family's not very religious, but a lot of people, even if they're not religious, on New Year's Day or during the first week of the year, people will go out to like Buddhist temples or Shinto shrines, which are, I mean, I guess they're sort of like churches sort of, but they're more kind of tend to be garden type places with like a small structure. You know, a lot of families will like go out just on New Year's Day to pray for like good luck for the year. And that was actually kind of fun. Some people, you know, you'll wait until midnight and then you go wandering around in your neighborhood at midnight to do that. And that was pretty fun. Definitely don't do that anymore. Don't know of any Shinto shrines in Pittsburgh. Maybe there are some. I don't know. There's a lot of great things about America, which I think the biggest thing is just the fact that most people are pretty accepting of immigrants and foreigners. And there's so many people from like all sorts of backgrounds, you know, that I feel like it's an accepting place. I think it's a good place to be.